You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well, and welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. I am beyond thrilled to have you here today, to be here with you today, and as you can tell, back in the closet, back in the studio, no background music, no background noise. And hopefully you can tell a huge difference in the sound quality. Now, I do love my iPhone, but not the greatest, especially when I'm sitting in a coffee shop or walking along the street or sitting next to a subway station, whatever it may be, not a great time for sound quality. But we're here today, and I'm so grateful. Today's episode, we're talking about this. Yes, back home, happy and healthy. And I couldn't be more excited about that. Seriously. Wow, it has been quite a journey. I mean, a lot has transpired since we were here together back in the closet studio. And it has been quite a challenge, I have to say. Getting to that 100th episode yesterday was no small feat. It was such a challenge. And as you know, I explained a little bit along the way, but honestly, I was wondering at what point, you know, I was just going to break and not be able to actually deliver it. But somehow, some way, we found a way. So thank you for being so committed, so cooperatively understanding, and so patient, my dear, that you would put up with all that extra noise just to get the message. And I believe you will today as well, because today, this is huge. I learned so many lessons being out on the road with a podcast, and one of the things was this, you know, just how incredibly awesome it is to be home. Although there were a lot of lessons while I was out and away and traveling, probably one of the biggest lessons was this of the fact that there's no place like home. So this is what happened, actually. As you know, for those of you that have listened to the podcast for a bit of time, I celebrated not only our 100th episode, we together celebrated that, my dear, but also my halfway to 100 birthday. I know, 50 years. So I celebrated my 50-year birthday a couple days ago, and it was incredible. I had some wonderful friends and family from New York that came out. We met at the Four Seasons in Midtown Manhattan. It was beautiful. It was awesome. And I felt so loved. And I was really taking it all in, savoring it, and just really enjoying and appreciating life as a human. It was so wonderful. And as it turns out, though, that night, I either ate or drank something that triggered a migraine. And let me tell you, this one was brutal. And it was interesting because I used to suffer from migraines. And because of chiropractic care and simply living a very healthy life, I hadn't had a migraine up until probably a month ago. I got one, but it wasn't, even though it took me out for about 24 hours, this one was like the granddaddy, the grandmommy of all migraines. It was so intense that the next day, which was yesterday, I had to travel. I had to fly. Now imagine being very, very less than optimal. I couldn't even stand up. This headache was so bad. And I'm in the back of a cab heading to the airport, literally had to have the cab driver pull over. Yeah, you know what came next. Yep, out on the sidewalk. I mean, it was brutal, okay? So anyway, when I got to the airport, I was thinking, okay, I can't even walk. And so I got in a wheelchair. Yes, I know. It was rough, but I have never been so grateful for my dear love Pablo and my daughter and that wheelchair, because it helped me get through security. It helped me actually get to the plane, get on the plane, get home in one piece. While sitting in that wheelchair and being wheeled around completely helpless, really, I sat there and all I could think about was, I can't wait to get home. All I wanted to do was be home in my own bed. You know that feeling. It's like, I want my mommy, you know, one of those feelings. And also, you know, it was a moment of like having to be really okay with not being okay and being willing to receive help. when, you know, when I needed it most. And that in the past has never been easy for me. And I know you, dear woman sipping on life, that you are probably the same way. That's why you relate to the podcast, because for us to get to a place where we're out, feel like we're out in the middle of the ocean drowning, we didn't get there by accident. We got there because a lot of times we've been given, 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 and not receiving, and allowing everybody else to receive from us, but not really allowing ourselves to receive from others as well as ourselves. So you know that feeling. So all of a sudden, to get to a place where I had to receive fully and rely fully on those that were helping take care of me, that was a humbling experience at a level that I've never experienced before, quite honestly. I remember even when I had my daughter, like when I left the birthing center, they wanted to put me in a wheelchair. I'm like, are you kidding me? I walked in here on my own. I'm walking out on my own. But like I said, I couldn't even walk. I couldn't even stand up. It was so intense. So what that did for me, though, is it made me realize how much I appreciate home and how much I appreciate, truly, how much I appreciate my health and how, you know, being so mindful and diligent about what goes in and what doesn't go in. You know, I want you to think about that. It's like your body is a temple. It's a temple for your heart and your soul. It's a temple for your spirit. And if we're not caring for the temple, then the temple's not going to care for us. I mean, think about that. If you don't love your body's not going to love you back. And it was interesting because, again, these things kind of came in without me knowing. I had some great food, great drinks on my birthday, but it was like I didn't know, you know, unless you prepare it yourself, you don't know exactly what goes into that. And like I said, triggered this, and next thing you know, I'm in a wheelchair. And that experience really helped me more than ever, like commit to what it really means to living at such an on-purpose, thoughtful and mindful, but yet being thoughtless, without thought, in really heart-led experience. No kidding. Like, so thoughtful that we are not no longer led by our thoughts, and we're led by our heart. And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about being thoughtful for how we care for the temple, how we care for our body, how we care for our heart and soul. So I want to share with you four things that you can think about when it comes to your home and what that really means. Of course, you know I love a great acronym. H stands for heart. Heart is really where you love, of course. It's not only where you love, but it's where you live from. You know, what do you desire? What do you love? What are you committed to? What's really in your heart? And what can you stand on as a foundation from within your heart? And my dear, I'll tell you, it's love. What is in you that is so vitally important for not only living, but for loving and to live and love well is the love that's in your heart. Your heart, my dear, my heart, it's our home. And if we can really grasp that, then all of a sudden caring for the heart is everything because it's where we live. And if the temple's not healthy and happy, your life, my life, will not be happy and healthy either. And then, oh, think about this, ownership. Yeah, I'm talking about the kind of ownership that says, this is where I live, and this is where I do life from consistently. You own it. Whatever it is that's in your heart and soul, your home, you own it. You consistently live from that space, and that makes all the difference in the world. As you've probably heard me say on previous podcasts, whether you rent or whether you own, you must have an ownership mentality because you, my dear, own your life. Yes, you own it for a time, but while you're here on planet Earth, you must own it. And that's one of the things that make home unlike any other place on Earth. And then M, I think of this, mom. Now, whether your mama is living here on planet Earth or not, or whether your home contains you, the mama, or maybe you're the dad acting like a mom, whatever it is, or the friend acting like a mom, or the sister acting like a mom, think of mom as the nurturer. It's where you care for yourself and others. It's how you care for yourself and others. We all have an internal mama, and that mama is the nurturer. It's the caregiver of the heart and soul. It's the caregiver of your home, my dear. And that's what makes home so special. And also, E, think about extraordinary. It's where you ground yourself in that which matters most. It's the ordinary done and experienced in an extraordinary manner. It's the real deal. This is what makes home so special. We take the ordinary, which is simply doing life, right? And we experience it in a very extraordinary way. And we can only do that from a place of grounding, from a place of truth, from a place of being centered in our home. So when you think about defining what home really means to you, think about your heart, what it is that you love, ownership, where it is that you live consistently, the mom, the mama, the nurturer, the caregiver of yourself and others, and extraordinary, because it's where you ground yourself. And even though you're doing ordinary, you're experiencing it in a very extraordinary way, my dear. I hope this helps you today. It feels so great to be back home, healthy, happy, regrounded, recentered, reconnected with my heart and my home, because truly home is where the heart is, and your heart is where your home is. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Simply define home for yourself. What does it mean to you? And how much do you love, appreciate, and care for it? Please take at least one action step today that lets your heart, your home, know how much you love, appreciate, and care for it. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.